The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. Consider the event that took place on January 9th. Who would have believed back then that this movement would reach a point where a groundbreaking major power like the Islamic Republic would rise in this region, capable of creating disruptions and obstacles for all the nefarious goals of the West, preventing numerous transgressions and policies? Who would have believed it? Who would have thought back then that a day would come when the American flag would be burned in Western countries, even in Washington itself? Who would have imagined? On that day, Imam Khomeini said, "I give you glad tidings of victory." This means that we must never allow the light of hope be extinguished. Even now, amid our economic challenges, now we do have economic problems. Those who are knowledgeable, well-informed, and experts see a hope of future. Subhanallah, hamdan lillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. For example, when it is stated in our policies that we aim for an 8% growth in the country's economy, some individuals make certain assertions implying that such a thing is impossible. At the economic exhibition which the president attended, economic experts stated and presented evidence showing that we can achieve an 8% growth without needing assistance from abroad, and the president repeated their words. Therefore, we must be hopeful in all areas. However, hope without effort is meaningless. We need to be hopeful and work hard at the same time. We must be hopeful and implement requirements for progress. We should be hopeful and know what we want, what we are seeking, and how we should pursue it. This is what hope means. The final point I want to make is that various events, either our own events or regional events like those in Syria, should not diminish the Palestinian issue in our minds. The fundamental essence of resistance is resistance against the Zionist regime's evil actions. That is what resistance is. The resistance is alive and must be kept alive. It must become stronger every day. We support the resistance in Gaza, the resistance in the West Bank, the resistance in Lebanon, the resistance in Yemen, and wherever they stand firmly and resist in confronting the malicious actions of the Zionist regime. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done.